How you guys doing? Welcome to the Beautiful Feet Podcast. I just wanted to come back. I just really wanted to start kind of updating this. But recently, like, I've had something on my mind over the last probably couple days. So, this is actually going to go under the Beautiful Feet, like, in hip-hop, Beautiful Feet in hip-hop tab. And the reason that is simply because there's something about it that, like, okay, so recently Eminem just came out with a new album, and I, of course, I listened to it. I've been an Eminem fan literally since, like, his first album, okay? Like, I remember my older brother gave me a burned copy on CD of his first album, and, like, ever since then, I've been hooked. And I've really, you know, I've really been curious, right? Like, what is it about artists, hip-hop artists from the 90s to early 2000s and even before that? What is it that gravitated me toward these artists? Like, you know, and it was one thing that I think above all kind of elevated them, and it was lyricism. Now, lyricism, it's the concept of, like, coming up with clever lyrics, clever words. You're telling a story. That's number one. You are telling a story, okay? But also with that story, like, you're telling a story, but at the same time, like, your words, your wordplay, that's all very important. It shows creativity is what it does. They're showing that they're not just telling a story. They don't just rhyme, like, at the end of the sentence. And it's not a simple rhyme, right? It's easy to rhyme the word hat with mat or cat, right? But to, like, elevate your rhyme scheme into something more tangible, that really resonated with me. And as I grew up and loving this style of hip-hop, loving lyricism, MCs who would tell a story, MCs who would sit back and, like, you could tell that they crafted these words eloquently. It wasn't just it wasn't just like, hey, like, I just kind of put words together that kind of tell a story and kind of rhyme. They really took their time with these lyrics. Like, to me, that's super important. And so it shows that creativity. What you also have going is you have, you, it entertains the audience. Like, it reaches the audience in a way where they sit back and they go, whoa, I didn't realize that this word rhymed with this word. And so it has that creativity also where it captivates the audience. It keeps them engaged. You also got this simple fact that, like, it challenges other MCs. I grew up, I loved to write. And the reason I loved to write is I would write rhymes all the time, right? If people were coming who were professional rappers, professional lyricists, okay, if they were coming with, like, some weak rhyme to the point where you're like, all right, like, that doesn't challenge me to pick up the pen, that doesn't really challenge me to do anything, I think in that you kind of had this, like, you had this truth of, like, if you heard an MC, I'm gonna pause for a second, but, like, if you heard an MC say something that just, like, blew your mind to the point where you're like, whoa, you gotta rewind it, you gotta go back, you gotta re-listen to it because you wanna understand what they're saying. And then you go, I could write that. Like, it gives you a sense of, you know what? I'm connecting with this. Let me try to pin something similar or try to put my verse together in a way that, like, is complex like that. I love complex lyrics, but not too complex. So, this is all just, to be honest with you, this whole thing is 100%, like, it's just me kind of sharing my thoughts and my feelings on hip-hop and on lyricism, like, the importance of lyricism, you know. We live in a day and age right now where, like, lyrics don't seem to mean anything. But I think we go through stages like that. I honestly believe that in certain times of hip-hop, it's always been that way. I'm not going to act like it's always just right now. I'm sure there were artists back when I was a kid who I didn't listen to because, man, they don't care about lyrics. You know, I'm not going to holler out any names, but, like, there were artists who just come out with club songs. So the lyrics are dumbed down or the lyrics are watered down. They're very simplistic. And that was on purpose because of the fact that they're just trying to get people dancing, trying to get people moving. They're not trying to get people thinking. If you got an MC who got you thinking, man, it took you to another level. Those were the dudes that I gravitated toward. The dudes who I consider my favorite, like, MCs, not rappers, but MCs, are the ones who got me thinking, the ones who got me challenged to the point where it's like, yo, like, this was, you know, I could write this. Let me see what I could do, what I can come up with. So I just wanted to share that with you guys, but I'm also just going to take a little bit of time and just have some fun with a freestyle. So I've got the beat kind of in my head. You guys are just going to hear the audio, just hear me. So let's do this. Let's get this going. All right, here we go. Let's see. I'm going to try to come up with some lyrics that show lyricism, but hey, I'm not perfect. This is just a freestyle. It's just me having some fun. Let me see what I can come up with. All right, here we go. Yo. I thought that I could rhyme, so I went ahead and tried it out. All because I know I had to put it together and fly it out. Make it like a plan, you know, put the step on paper. Now I'm ready to let this rhyme go. Got a hater, now you really wanna take it. Gotta build it, gotta stack it up. Gotta say what you gotta say, take the time and back it up. Rap the stuff, now you really wanna see if you can catch the stuff. All because you thinking that you was a fly, that's what's up. Now you really fixing these rhymes like you got this elevated. Now you really wanna see exactly how you tell the stated. Now you really go flow, this was it. Now gotta put it all together, either that or sit down. Got a new gift now, what could I rip down? Really wanted me to sit there, try to go and get down. Now you really wanna stack it, you wanna take it up. Gotta go ahead, do it real, don't fake it up. Now you really wanna elevate. Gotta tell the hate, break off. Can't ever get me to accelerate. Gotta keep on flowing, gotta keep on showing what I'm showing. Can't never stop, can't ever keep slowing. No one way. What could I say? Rhymes inside of my mind, each mind every day. Gotta keep on going, keep on flowing. These are not my times, not my rhymes. Put together like every new design. Now you ready just to say just what you say just in an instant. Gotta put it all together, rhymes within it different. Now you really wanna go, now you gotta drop it now. Gotta sit there and just talk it down. Now you really say just what you say, you gotta knock it down. All because you already know you cannot knock it down. Now you really drop it up. Wait, man, I'm gonna stop the stuff. I'm gonna go ahead and tell you guys how I thought the stuff. I just let the beat go. I just let the beat show. Me just where the heat goes. See this how the speak shows. Now you really wanted me to rhyme. This was it. Keep on going, keep on flowing. I can't quit. I gotta keep on setting every part of the game on fire now. Rhymes inside of my mind's never even gonna lie it down. Now you really wanna go, gotta go and flip it. Gotta say that I'll be broken one day. I hope you guys can fix it. Rhymes unrealistic, wait a minute, I missed it. Can't believe I took these rhymes inside my mind, I pinched it. Greener than the Grinch went. Now you think that this is everything that this is. Rhymes about Christmas, stop. Can't say what I wanna say. Nope, gotta keep on going. Got these rhymes like every day. Now you really wanna keep it going. Really wanna keep this stuff. Really gotta write these rhymes. Really need to beat this up. I'ma go ahead and stop there. Cause you guys are saying that me rhyming's not fair. See, I like, for me, like, lyricism is important. That wasn't the best lyricism. It's just me having some fun. But man, lyricism is important, and to be honest with you, I might jump on again a little later, and maybe kind of decipher, like, some of my favorite lyricists, you know, people who come up with these lyrics, right? But for now, we're gonna go ahead, we're gonna stop there, go ahead and skip the insanely horrible rap, but enjoy the rest of the podcast. I'm gonna be back. God bless. I'll talk to y'all later.